I'd like to say a few words in conclusion. Would you really believe I can say a few words, Sam?
Yeah.
You.
Good at that.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to say is that there are a lot of people who are really frightened, who are really frightened for their families, for their neighbourhoods, for their communities, for their society. They're really frightened about what is going to come out of the blue next. And it's not really out of the blue, but what, you know, they're really frightened what's going to happen next. And I think the one thing that we know for sure is that something's going to happen. We don't know when, we don't know what scale. But when you read the literature of people who research this area, there are very hair-raising possibilities. There are very frightened people out there, and they are the people who are vulnerable to the Bush-Blair argument that we need to rip up our freedoms and we need to fight these wars to be safe. And I think the core of what I'm trying to say, and what I'm trying to say here, is that what we need to do, who have a different vision of the world, is we need to be able to go to those people who are frightened and say, you're frightened, you know, you've got every right to be frightened, but the people who are promising you security are the people who are undermining your security, and they're doing it knowingly. We know Tony Blair was warned before the invasion of Iraq, if you do this, this will heighten the risk of terrorist attacks by Al-Qaeda. We know that. We know that they are knowingly undermining national security, and we know that the only way that we can reduce the hatred and anger which is fueling this is by doing the right thing, by obeying international law, by obeying the UN Charter, by acting in the way that we expect everyone else to behave. And when we do the just thing, we do the safe thing. I'm not saying, you know, for the authentic peace movement, we should do the right thing because it's the right thing. But for the people who are frightened, I think we need to relate to that and say, you're right to be frightened, and the way to get security is to force our rulers to obey the law and to stop committing crimes against other people and to stop supporting dictators who carry out crimes against other people around the world. And then we will have less hatred, we'll have less despair, and we will have less of this kind of assault on us. And I think that that's a big challenge for us. But that is one of the big challenges, because those people who are frightened, one of the reasons why this stuff is so useful is, you know, as everyone said, is because that fear is being used by our governments to mobilise on a whole lot of other different fronts, to get conformism and obedience to all sorts of other things at the same time. And it will make it harder to make progress on those other fronts to do with, you know, armaments and taxes and, you know, social spending and all this kind of thing. It will be harder to make progress if we cannot break the conformism and fear. And that's a challenge which we've got. That's my interpretation of the major challenge that is facing us. So that's kind of a few words.
You hang around, we'll be here for a little while, clean up, and those books are over there. There are chapters in the book about almost everything that he addressed here. There's a whole chapter about the history of Islam, there's a whole chapter about the history of the individual bomber, there's a whole chapter about Tony Blair lying. There's also just so do consider getting a copy of the book. And thank you all for coming. If you're not on the Peace and Justice Works channel, with it's right there behind Bruce Hunter.
I know.